Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Eleven minutes in front of 7 o'clock. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Joe Brandon, Chris Bowden will be here with Blackhawks Live after David Jennings has a look at the news. But right now, let's say hello to Oscar Gonzalez from CNET to talk about what's going on in technology. Oscar, welcome back.
Glad to be back. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's good that you're here. Now, I was just telling everyone before we started talking that Apple is going to be requiring masks at stores across the country.
Right, because of the new variants, and some states are having their cases going up. Apple announced that, yeah, the Apple stores, they're gonna go back to how they handled the virus. And for some people in some cities, it's not going to be a big difference. But in general, it's, you know, making sure everybody has a mask on and also limiting the number of people that could get into the store. I'm not sure if you visited an Apple store during the heyday of the pandemic, so to speak, but they had a line for people to wait outside, and they would just let people go in a few at a time.
Yeah, here in Illinois, Oscar, in fact, there's an Apple store about, I can see it from where I'm sitting. But we've been wearing our masks for several months now, so it's not a big deal to us. But it's kind of a reminder to us how much of the country is not masked up.
Right. I mean, the same thing in New York over here. New York City, I mean, you go inside anywhere, you're going to wear a mask. But in parts of New York, it's a different story. And, you know, on Black Friday, there was an outbreak that happened at a Texas store. So this is kind of like Apple saying, okay, we're going to have to just, you know, dial it back a bit and make sure that their employees are safe.
We'll control what we can, I guess. So are you in New York now?
Right, New York City, yes, sir.
And is there a statewide mask mandate in New York? I don't even know.
Yeah, the governor did put in a mandate, but again, in the case of New York City, it's the same thing. If you go into a place of business, they're either checking you for vaccines or they're checking you for masks. I mean, it's one of the two. So for us in New York City, there's really not going to be any difference. But like I said, it's upstate and in places like Long Island, they got a little bit loose with the rules.
Talking to Oscar Gonzalez from CNET. Okay, while we're talking about Apple, what's the story about the Department of Labor investigating allegations over, is it air pollution in the workplace, or what exactly is going on here?
Right, the Department of Labor, so right, they're looking at Apple and its investigation that's happening from called by a former Apple employee, an engineer, who's actually talking about a hostile work environment that was happening at this one particular Apple campus in Sunnyvale, California. That office, she raised concerns that there was harassment going on from coworkers and managers, administrators. And, you know, this is kind of a story that's been happening a lot, where women that are in tech spaces where men are just not treating them respectfully. And because of that, creates a hostile environment, and they have to come back and, file a lawsuit against the company. Not the first time or last time.
What's Apple saying about it?
Apple right now, you know, regarding our report, they're declining to discuss it. They say it's an employee matter. So, we're going to have to wait and see how this lawsuit pans out before we get an official statement.
Oscar Gonzalez is with us from CNET. Okay, Oscar, CNET's got a lot about gift giving this holiday season, which I want to get into, but you wrote a piece yourself about giving an NFT, a non-fungible token, for Christmas, which is fascinating to me. So my first question to you about an NFT, I mean, it's one of those things that's been floating around, and I kind of understand it. It makes no sense to me, but I think I understand it. But can a regular person just go out? Is there such a thing as an affordable NFT?
Sure. Obviously, for those who don't know, an NFT is a non-fungible token. It's a digital token that says you own an asset, and that asset could be anything. It could be a video highlight. It could be a tweet. It could be a newspaper column. It could be really whatever someone says that token is. That's what it could be. And there's a couple of different websites that you could go to actually buy NFTs. You know, one of them's called OpenSea, as in OpenSea, SEA. Uh-huh. You go there, and yeah, there's some that are just $1 or $2.
Really?
It's not going to be, you know, nothing crazy. It's not going to be something that maybe you'll sell for $100,000. Right. It'll be
so it's not going to be anything anyone wants, but I could get one for $1.
Exactly.
Okay, so what do you know off the top of your head? Like, give me an example of what would a $1, $2, $10 NFT, what would that be?
Oh, like a picture of a cat, a picture of a flower.
Okay.
It could be just something very basic. But
okay.
Wait, there are other pictures that are worth thousands.
Okay, so Oscar, there's a $10 picture of a cat. Okay, and I'm going to buy it. So I buy it. I now own this NFT picture of a cat that I spent $10. Now, I could give it to you for Christmas, which would be the charitable thing to do, or I could keep it myself. But let's just say for this argument that I keep it myself. And what do I do with it?
You get to say that you own a digital asset, and that's about it.
But I can't really make money off of it, right? Unless I sell it to someone else.
Exactly. It's basically a sort of a digital proof of ownership of this particular item. And if that person that made the item just happens to be like the next Banksy, and all of a sudden that artwork that was $1 is now worth $10,000.
Right.
Well, then you'll be a rich person. But if not, then yes, it'll be $1.
But Banksy, if it becomes Banksy, Banksy can still sell replications of that $10 picture of the cat, right? I mean, Banksy didn't sell me the copyright with the NFT.
Right. The copyright belongs to whoever creates it. So that copyright, they could do whatever they want. So, there were some musicians that actually made an NFT of their album.
Mm-hmm.
So while their album is still a music album that you can listen to, that NFT was just this digital token that says you own the album, but you don't. You own the token for the album.
Okay.
I love it. It's always really confusing, but in the end, I mean, you can get yourself one, and you can make some money, maybe, or probably not.
All the hip people have NFTs, so I mean, I will pick one up for $10, right?
And practically any sports legend has an NFT of some sort. I mean, whatever you like, if there's someone that you admire, they probably have an NFT.
And so you can find them at several spots, but the one you talked about first, and I think I read about in your story, is OpenSea, S-E-A, like the ocean, OpenSea.com.
Exactly. You could go there, you could check it out again, but there's tons of other places that sell these. OpenSea is just really like the eBay, if you will. It's just very common, and it's where a lot of people put the products at.
Okay, so up on CNET, you've got a lot of gift ideas. Are there any gifts that you're talking about as opposed to these NFTs that people might want?
Well, you know, if you want an actual, you know, actual gift, we're recommending quite a bit. I know with myself, I'm quite a gamer. The Nintendo Switch OLED screen version. It's a great gift for anyone that's a gamer. It's a great screen, has a lot of battery life. We always recommend air fryers.
Oscar, my wife loves her air fryer. Loves it.
I just cooked some catfish in my air fryer. I mean, it's great. And those are always a good price.
Well, but so are you seeing a lot of things out of stock? I mean, I'm looking at your list here, the Nintendo Switch, the Apple Watch SE, you got some moccasins here, the air fryer, as you mentioned, the Bella 4 quart, all things you're suggesting. Did you, when you were putting together this list, find a lot of things that weren't available?
Well, the Switch itself it kind of comes and goes. Okay. Over at CNET, we do have a Switch tracker, if you will, and we let you know whenever the Switches are coming in. But that is one that sells out pretty quickly. But it is possible to get one before Christmas.
All right.
One of these other ones that we recommend, like the Apple Watch SE, which is sort of an introductory Apple Watch, the fryer. You know, those are going to be available in some sort of fashion. you should be fine with those.
Oscar Gonzalez from CNET. Hey, Oscar, great to talk to you again this week. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me back. That's how excited I am. I skipped over my words.
You know, happens all the time. That's Oscar Gonzalez. Okay, that's going to wrap things up for Chicago's Afternoon News. Stay tuned. Blackhawks Live with Joe Brand and Chris Bowden coming up after a visit from David Jennings in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Happy holidays from all of us at WGN to all of you.
Christmas is WGN.